What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engage Heaven today. I'm Pastor James Levesque. I want to thank you for tuning in, making us a part of your day on this incredible Tuesday morning. And today's, well, if you didn't watch, go back and listen to yesterday's. It was amazing. You don't want to miss that. That was just incredible. We talked about faith crawl. And today, we're talking about limiting thoughts. The Bible says in Proverbs 23, verse 7, and I'm reading from the Passion Translation, as he thinks within himself, so is he. As a man thinks to himself, so is he. Anxiety and fear are unhealthy and sinful thoughts. We stress over the what ifs as if they never happen. Limiting thoughts are like yokes of cooperation. Really, it's yokes of oppression or an invisible force holding you back from ever excelling in your faith, your relationships, your business aspirations, and your lives. See, if you change the way you think, you'll change your life. There are times when you may find yourself dwelling on the things that are not noble, praiseworthy, and so forth. Because, you know, Philippians 4:8 says, whatever is, think on those things. But you got to learn to take every thought captive. 2 Corinthians 10:5 says we take every thought captive. And we think about them through faith. What you put your thoughts towards is an intentional decision you have to make. If we can train our minds not only to identify limiting thoughts, but also focus on Jesus and his power, we will overcome our own disbelief and truly start to change our lives. God's truth will set you free, John 8:32. Faith says all things are possible, Matthew 19:26. You will be healed, you will prosper, and you will be blessed. You know, there's an old saying, I don't know if it was from Kenneth Hagin or what, but you are what you think, right? As a man thinketh, so he is, right? That's the Proverbs that we read today. And whether you want to admit it or not, whether you realize it or not, your life is really a total of your thoughts. The person that says I can and the person that says I can't, they're both right. The person that says all men are dogs and the person that says, you know, God's given me a godly husband, they're both right. The person that says nobody understands me and I've never been accepted, and the person that says, thank you, Lord, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made and I'm engrafted into your family and I'm thankful for that, they're both right. And so how does that happen? It happens by thoughts. Thoughts, hear me clearly. Thoughts become words. Words become realms. And so murder starts with a thought, right? Miracles start with a thought. Like, what you think really matters. And your mind is the arena of faith. That's why the Bible says, you know, that don't be conformed to the world, but be transformed. How are we transformed? Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. It's the renewing of your mind that brings transformation. It's changing your thought life that brings transformation. It's breaking out of what we call limiting thoughts. That's what we're talking about today. And limiting thoughts become lies that you believe, and it ends up being doctrine of demons over your life. You believed a lie that you'll never be used by God. You believed a lie that nobody would ever love you. You believed a lie that whatever income level you've been at, you're never going to go forward with. That's what you believe. You believe that the church did you this way. You believe that pastor did this to you. And when you live in this realm of like fable, how are you going to get free? The bottom line is you're a victor. You're not a victim. And of course, there's times that you're truly hurt and violated and all those things. But even in those seasons, you're the healed of the Lord. That's why the Bible says weeping, right? Weeping's real. We've all been there. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Limiting thoughts, friends. Limiting thoughts is you're going to spend a couple days in bed. Limiting thoughts. I was telling the church on Sunday, this religious system that we have set up on earth today is so ridiculous to me because I wasn't born saved. I wasn't raised in church. So when I heard weird things like, if it's your will to heal, I thought that was bizarre. When I heard weird sayings like this little light of mine, I'm like, what in the world? If Jesus lives in us, this ain't a little light. When I heard things like seek the giver, not the gifts, are you nuts? I want all the gifts. You hear me clearly? And if you have the gifts, look up. There's his face. Seek the gifts, not the giver. What's wrong with you? Show me somebody that has received all of God's gifts and they've not sought him. That's what I mean. When you're dead in religion, religion is limiting thoughts. You can't break free financially. You'll never see miracles, signs, and wonders through your life. God doesn't raise the dead anymore. You know how many people have come to our church in Madeira Beach, love the atmosphere, love the family, but the minute some real doctrine is preached, they struggle, man. And I'm not talking about one, I'm talking about it's happened so many times. Because they struggle to believe that God can heal the sick. They struggle to believe that demons can come out of people today. But guess what? You're going to believe some crazy thing like you're just going to drink every night. You want me to believe in some horror movie that you're watching, but the minute there's standards, it's like, oh man, what's going on? What's going on is God's trying to deal with the limiting thoughts. And I'm telling you today, powerful truth, break off the limiting thoughts. Whatever you've limited on God, break it off. Whatever you've limited on people, break it off. Allow people to change. Allow God to put his life through you. Well, the other day, there was somebody I know that God's bringing to our church for a season. So many people have already casted judgment. It's like limiting thoughts. You're being used from the pit of hell. I've seen it happen. And it's the second time around that we've seen it happen in one of our campuses in Connecticut. When you get these mindsets, you already have it in your mind, limiting thoughts. You wouldn't let somebody change if God did change them. So today, we lay down the limiting thoughts to get free. Come on. That's it for today. As always, thank you for rocking with Engage Heaven today. I'm out.